Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q-T got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 13. Verse 13 already, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Black on Black Crime, Inc. Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. Please call me if you weren't caught up in the eclipse capture or if you've survived the eclipse, feel free to call me up. If you didn't, hey, I don't have any callers on the phone line, so I do believe a lot of people got taken up in the rapture. It just was not reported. Anyway, I have to get some brand new listeners. Anyway, if you're sending in anything, you can send in music or commercials to MP3 format, emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can go by my three disclaimers, three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent. Hey, go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Let me tell you one of the important things and get my main sponsor out of the way. My main sponsor is none other than Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks. Call up 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or if you're going to look for them online, just type in www.looking-good-home-improvement.com, all one word. Woo-wee. Also, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. You can look up on Facebook Kent and Angelica. They also have a radio program on WERE 1490 AM. Those are just two hippies, and they're on Wednesdays. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of the dialoguecenter.net. Also, the webpage at blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Also, Facebook, Black on Black Crime Inc. or BBC I Crime Fight. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. That's Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. For those people looking for work, that's www.templabor.org. TheLogTV.com. Also, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also on YouTube, the Foundation for Elevation Station, Foundation for Elevation Station on YouTube. Now, before I go to my, I do have one phone caller who survived apparently the eclipse, didn't get caught up in the rapture. I have somebody on my phone line. I'll get to you shortly. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday from music and entertainment, starting honorable mention, BTA Sheriff Kilroy. That sucker jumped up to 700. There's been a movement on for the past couple of weeks because it jumped up about 170 views. That's what's phenomenal. Number 10, moving up, Nova the Rebel. Number 9, Black House Sounds. Number 8, Cowboy and Monica, Super Saturday in East Cleveland last Saturday. Number 7, debuting, is none other than the Gold Standard Spotlight. A lot of people are making noise about it already. Good food, good music, live entertainment. Art McCoy, Surviving to Serve. Official Cleveland book signing. Don't get that twisted. Even though it's in Cleveland, people from the suburbs, from East Cleveland, all the way through. I guess it wouldn't matter if you're from, wow, Paris or Roxbury. It doesn't matter. You can still come through. It's the official book signing. GMS Hood Famous TV Spotlight from Ghetto to Global. Brother Suave Gotti will be in the building. We will have a couple of key videos shown that evening, and that's this Friday, April the 12th from 7 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 3532 West 41st Street, 3532 West 41st. It's all Fulton. You will not miss it. Back to what's going on my list as I'm looking at other people who are calling in. Number 6, debuting, Facebook, the Cleveland Rhyme and Rhythm television series taping entertainment business ball. What does that mean? Well, it's from 7 to 11 p.m. Cleveland's Rhyme and Rhythm television series taping and entertainment business ball. Tickets, 20 at the door, $15 tickets. So it's $15 tickets, 20 at the door, cash bar, food for sale, live entertainment, DJ, celebrity invites, upcoming artists, the movers and shakers of Cleveland, film for television, proper attire, positive atmosphere only. For tickets, call up 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247, or get it at the Unbar. Let's see, what else is going on? Number 5, moving up, Facebook, Noah Benitez Lee Live at Brick and Barrel Brewing. That was over the past weekend. Number 4, I'll get into who attended, but number 4, moving up, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 252 of the events. I'll get into that list after I get into phone callers. Number 3, moving up, National Action Network, April 4th, March, that happened last Thursday. We moved up to number 3. Number 2, debuting, Eclipse Events today, all over the Eclipse Events in our region. It was major, but what could have possibly beat that, you ask? Moving up to number 1, it was the Final Four Women's Weekend in our city. That was like, think about it, the games on Friday night with the Final Four, the championship game that happened, South Carolina thrilling victory over Iowa. It was like 87 to 75. 3 days of entertainment in our region. Downtown was lit. It was just thousands upon thousands of people. That's what happened. Now, let me go to my first phone caller. Before I go to the 216-288, I'm going to go to the 216-820. How are you feeling out there?
I'm feeling great. You know,
man,
I just want to go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, is this the CEO management from none other than the internationally known Black House Sounds?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
You know,
and before you speak, I just want to say, I love the energy you brought to the song called Stop Lying to Me. Now, whatever you're going to say, go ahead and say it. I'm done interrupting.
Well, I am truly glad that you like that song. And because you like the energy of that song, I will be performing it more, a whole lot more. So to those that are out there, be on the lookout for a lot more performances from that song. I also would like to thank you, Mr. Porter, for allowing me to perform this past Saturday at the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop. And much love to Brother Art McCoy for his book signing that's going to happen at the Gold Standard Spotlight this coming Friday. I will make an appearance there to show him some love, as well as the restaurant who have allowed me to showcase my talents quite a few times there. So much love to all. Also, this Wednesday, I have an announcement to make at the Black on Black Crime headquarters. You know, but I promise you.
Black Crime headquarters this Wednesday. Okay, got you.
Yes, and I'm just going to let you know. You know what I'm saying? I say it before and I say it again. You know, you've heard, you know the old saying, if it don't kill you, it'll sure enough make you stronger. But with this announcement that I am going to make, some folks may not like what I'm going to say, but I just feel that it's going to be the right thing to do. But you can rest assured one thing, that Mr. Powers is not going nowhere.
Okay, you're not going nowhere. Yes.
Exactly. So I'm going to nip that in the bud so no one will get scared or worried and be like, oh, okay, he's doing it again. No, I'm not going to do that. But I have to make a decision on something. And when it comes, I'm going to make a few public apologies up there. And right now, I'm going to apologize to one person that might be disappointed for what he's going to hear this coming Wednesday, and that's the brother Dontez Taylor. Dontez Taylor, I'm apologizing to you because you might not like what you're going to hear this coming Wednesday, but I just hope that you understand and that it is not my fault, and I just love each and everyone who has shown love to me, as well as the founder, Joseph Motley Jr. and Black House Sound. I love all of you who show me support, and I just hope that I don't hurt nobody's feelings when it comes to saying what I'm going to say this coming Wednesday. Black House Sound, make real feeling music. I love you all. Peace.
Peace. I'm looking forward to that announcement. I am. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to 216-288, 216-288. How you doing out there?
Good, wonderful.
Who am I talking to? I know the voice. I know the voice, but the world needs to know. Who am I talking to? Dontez Taylor, what's going on, Dontez?
Everything going on. Whatever Mr. Powers has to say, we got to take it and grow from it.
Okay.
Whatever he say, we got to grow from it and learn from it. That's what we got to do. We ain't gonna have no hard feelings or nothing else. We gotta do what we gotta do what he gotta do. That's
I
right.
I hear you.
Cause this city is lit up.
Yes,
this
it is.
City is lit up for 2024. That's right. That's right. Come on out to the big Father's Day anniversary to honor Miss Lois Swanson tribute to her.
Okay.
And it will be going on at 4004 East 131st. Yes. Yes. And it will be Sunday, June 16, 2024, where doors open, and dinner starts at 1:30 p.m. Yes, and program starts at 3. Yes, this will be at Sanctuary Baptist Church, the very own Sanctuary Baptist Church. Come on out, because they had a visionaire all the way from New York going to be here. We got them coming. We got a host of other singers that are going to be on this program. We got some Cleveland own chosen vessels going to be out there, and many, many more. We got all kinds of things going on. It's going to be a special presentation going on. So if you're not there, you ain't going to know what's going on. It's a special presentation going on at this program. It's gonna be lit at this program. So come
okay.
on out and find out what's going on, the great food, the great everything. We're gonna have all kinds of things that's going on at this great event. Yes. Tickets gonna be 15-20 at the door. Come on out and join us and you get dinner with all that you get dinner. Yes. So come on out. For more information, you can contact Dantes at 216-288-5841. Press that pound key if you get my voicemail, because I'm on that committee. Yes.
Okay.
Or you can call the pastor of the House of Refuge Worship Center, Georgette Scott, her daughter, at 216-303-1615. Come on out and join us at this great celebration, the celebration of life, the celebration of everything. You're gonna miss it if you don't be here and you don't stay
okay.
for the whole thing. You're gonna miss that presentation and everything else. And we're going to do what we got to do out here. Come on out to the 22nd Annual Gospel Expo 2023 revival leading up to the big anniversary that will be at Greater New Canaan Baptist Church at 8324 Cedar Avenue in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, 44103 on Thursday, June 20th. And Friday, June 21st, we will have Mom Zion Maria out here, and the pastor is Pastor Warren. So come on out and join us on this, and we're going to have a free will offering. We're going to sell food and everything else. We will be announcing our special preacher on the 20th in about a week or so. So come on out and join us. Yes, we got some people that are going to do a short talk and everything else. Yes. For more information, contact Dantes Taylor at 216-288-5841. Come on out and join us. Come on out to the 22nd Annual Gospel Expo 2024 anniversary. That will. Hello?
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate everything.
It's on the radio. I got to go. It's 646-478. Gerald Knapp, up. Hold on. Come on out to the second, your 22nd annual God of the Flows 2024 anniversary that we'll be at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station, 193rd Kinsman, in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104 on Sunday, June the 23rd, 2024. Yes, and tickets are $20, $25 at the door. And we have the, we have Brown Egg Gospel Singers, and we have Mr. Powers coming on out, and we had a Spiritual Echoes from Columbus coming on out, and we have from New York, we have the group Fire Gospel Quartet Group will be here in the city. So come on out. Come on out. That's our special guest group and many, many more groups and solos. And we will be announcing our Cleveland special guest group in a week or so. So come on out and join us. For more information, you can contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. Yes, and if you can give my voice, don't press the pound key. And flyers will be coming out in the next 2 weeks, and tickets will be coming out in the next 2 weeks on a Wednesday. Yes, it will be coming out and everything else. And we're going to be out there doing what we do. Yes, and I am the person that's in charge of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Family to Family. And I go to court for all kinds of people and everything else. I go to the hospital and help advocate for these folks at the hospitals. I go advocate at Child and Family Services. I go advocate at down there at Juvenile Detention Center. I advocate for Ward 1 to Ward 17. I advocate for all the suburbs too. We all do. Everybody's in Black on Black. We go out there and do what we got to do for everybody out here.
Right.
And we work to make it better for us. And we meet every Wednesday at 5. And we meet every Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. If you want to join Black on Black, come on and join Black on Black. It's only $25 to join Black on Black. We out here in the field doing what we got to do out here for our people. We fighting for our people. We doing everything that we have to do to help our people and keep our politicians and everybody accountable out here. Yes, we're going to make it stand and everything else. Well, come on out. And don't forget, Reverend Fallon Pinky Butts is running for president of the United States of America in 2024, and she's running as an independent. That's all I can tell you about her. Because I moved on to new higher things that's out here, and I can announce that, but I'm just glad that it's a blessing to be in the land of the living. And at that gospel fest, we might see your very young Grandpa Rapper. Grandpa Rapper. I don't know if he's gonna be there or not. You gotta come to know if he's gonna be there or not.
Uh oh.
And you gotta come to that gospel fest because you never know. You might see Art McCoy there.
You never
there.
Know where Grandpa Rapper or Art McCoy is going to be. You never know.
I'm going to tell you like this. Art McCoy, he might be there live. I'm talking about live. He's going to be live on the radio from 5 to 7. So if he's gonna be there, y'all need to make this place packed. Y'all gotta pack the house, and we have some great cooks. We have Annette Taylor cooking. We have my grandmother Viola Taylor cooking, and we have my auntie Barbara cooking. These are people that cooking from scratch. They're not playing. We're not playing out here. me, and food gonna be really good, really, really good. And Al Porter knows because he has the food. He had the food before. So he knows.
I sure have. I know it's excellent food. Before I go to my next phone caller,
God
any
bless
last
and
thoughts
have a nice
or announcements?
Y'all have a nice and prosperous day, and go out and don't forget April 20th down across from the from City Hall on the 20th of April. They're having the homeless stand down and show up at 9, and it's over at 3. So you better get there. They have all kinds of things at the homeless stand down on April 20th. Yes, they give
thanks
bus tickets to all kinds of things. And God bless and have a nice and prosperous day.
You too. I appreciate it. Hey, we told you. Have what? We'll tell you before I go to the 216-471. We tell you, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. With that being said, let's go to the 216-471. 216-471. How you doing out there?
Fine, and you? Brandon Anderson.
Doing...
Huh?
Oh, how are
Hello?
You doing, Evangelist Anderson?
Fine, and you?
I'm doing
praise
well. What do you want to tell us, Evangelist
Well,
Anderson?
I want to tell you about my 37th anniversary, which is June 8th and 9th. June 8th, we will be here on Black on Black Incorporated, June 8th, which is on the Saturday, you know. And we have Cleveland's various groups, the Starlighters, just got word that they said they were coming. And
okay.
Also the Brownettes and all going to come. And also the Mount Pleasant Mail Course is going to show up.
Wow.
And also a guest speaker coming in from Detroit, Michigan, Minister Bernard Gilmer from Detroit, is going to preach, lay the word out. And all. He's going to be the man to take us on up to the friendly skies of United, and all. In order for us to see Jesus on up the King's Highway by United, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he's going to take us on up there and on, which is on April the 8th. We have the Mount Pleasant Mail Course, the Starlighters, the Brownettes, and maybe the, hopefully the, then we have here, we also have the devotional service by Pastor Cheryl Hunter. Pastor Hunter and all is going to be there. And all, and we know that she can sing and she can carry out devotional praise and all and give in something on whatever the Spirit leads her to do. And then we're going to have our speaker is going to preach and going to lay out that word and that foundation. And that's Minister Bernard Gilmer all the way from Detroit, Michigan, and all. And then we have door prizes and all. And we have vendors coming in, and the meal is coming is $12 for whatever, you know. And on June the 9th will be the climax, which will be the banquet at the Mediterranean Party Center at 2500 Rockside Road at 4 o'clock. And we have Cleveland groups also, and door prizes and the buffet meal, and we got the special guest coming all the way from Tupelo, Mississippi. The Jackson Southerners are going to be there, and I have early bird tickets are $50 now, and when they gone, it will be $65 when they gone, and right now it's $25 for children, $50 for adults. And after that, when they're gone, $65 and $35 for kids and all. And We can use many vendors as we can. We need vendors for 2 days and all, which is $85 for 2 days, including meals and all, so forth. So if you need tickets now or anything or more information, please feel free to call me at area code 216-471-8330. 471-8330.
Thank you so much for calling us to talk about that. And I'm going to ask you, what is it that you feel that you've learned during your anniversary year this year that you didn't know when you first started? Give us something that you've learned now that you didn't know when you first started.
Well, when I first started it, I was involved with soul winnings and all, the winning of souls and all, when I had my ministry of Gospel Divine, which says that in this gospel shall be preached, and then shall the end come. And that was the calling out of Matthew 24th chapter, verse 14, and all. And then I also learned by when I sing, you know, at concerts, I would usually be backing out songs, some scriptures, and giving out, you know, some insights and all. And then knowing about salvation and all, and how to receive salvation by letting Jesus come into your heart and trust him today and lean not to your understanding and all, and come on to me that all ye that labor and I will give you rest. And then and then salvation is like Romans says, though, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and that all that sin will come short of the glory of God, you know.
I thank you so much for calling in and telling us about those days upcoming. May you enjoy the remainder of your evening. Thank you.
Right.
That, everybody, was Evangelist Anderson, who gave us a strong weekend of events upcoming. One thing that I will take the chance to do and take the time to do is go back through Cleveland Council, City Council leaders call for open dialogue on the future of Brown Stadium as the Cleveland Council ordinance set for passage calls for enforcement of state guidelines before Browns could move the stadium outside the city. Some Cleveland City Council leaders are wondering why council is still not part of early talks to renovate Cleveland Brown Stadium or potentially build a new Brown Stadium complex on a new site. Cleveland Councilman Brian Casey announced the proposed ordinance on April 1st after the Haslam Sports Group confirmed last month it was exploring a 175-acre parcel near Hopkins International Airport in the city of Brook Park as a potential site for a new Brown Stadium. The Casey legislation calls for the enforcement of a state ordinance requiring team owners to go before the city council to ask for permission to move a team, or they would have to give the city 6 months' notice and offer to put the team up for sale to a third party who would agree to keep the team in the city. Casey told News 5 that the Cleveland City Council needs to be involved in early Brown Stadium talks ASAP as soon as possible. The lease of the current stadium is set to expire in 2028, and a new stadium will take at least a few years to complete. What we're looking for is the transparency and the openness, Casey said. The Browns are obviously involved. The administration got to be involved. Cleveland City Council has got to be involved. The county has to be involved. The state has to be involved. It just can't be a closed-door session. Ward 8 Cleveland Councilman Michael Polensic is in support of the Casey Ordinance, which is set for passage during the April 15th or April 22nd council meeting. Polinsky said state regulations need to be enforced to prevent what happened when the Browns left in the mid-90s. Polinsky is the only current member of the Cleveland Council who helped bring the Browns back to the city in 1999. Instead, he doesn't want the city and taxpayers to get forced into a tough deal with Browns ownership once again. They made the money. We got all the bills. We paid a tremendous price. So at the end of the day, I would hope the ownership of the Cleveland Browns realize how the city of Cleveland sacrificed the residents of the city of Cleveland, sacrificed, Polinsky said. This legislative body has had no input into the process, and the concern is that the 11th hour, something is going to get dumped on us again, and we'll be asked to support something that might not be in the best interest for the taxpayers. News 5 contacted the Haslam Sports Group for this story, but it declined to comment on the pending ordinance coming before Cleveland City Council for a vote later this month. It did tell News 5 they're actively studying other potential stadium options in Northeast Ohio. As it said, we've been clear on how complex future stadium planning can be. Our certainty is our commitment to greatly improving our fan experience while also creating a transformative and lasting impact to benefit all of Northeast Ohio. We understand the magnitude of opportunity with the stadium project intent on driving more large-scale events to our region and are methodically looking at every possibility. We appreciate the collaborative process with the City of Cleveland and the leadership of Mayor Bibb in analyzing the land bridge and renovating the current stadium. At the same time, as part of our comprehensive planning efforts, we are also studying other potential stadium options in Northeast Ohio. There is still plenty of work to do and diligence to process before a long-term stadium solution is determined, and we'll share further updates at the appropriate time. In other words, what they just did was give you a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. They really just didn't deal with the problem as a whole. Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb also responded to News 5 and said, my administration is committed to creating a best-in-class lakefront for Cleveland and keeping the Browns downtown as a priority. Over the last 2 years, my administration has been active and engaged with the Haslam Sports Group, HSG, to understand the needs of the team and collectively work toward an agreement. We meet regularly with their team to refine their terms and come to a joint vision and acceptable deal for both parties that improve the experience for residents, sports fans, and visitors. HSG has been a great partner, and I look forward to continued collaboration and conversation to find the best solution. Meanwhile, Casey told News 5 there are other parcels that could accommodate a new Brown Stadium within the city limits, like the 40 acres off of Orange Avenue, which is connected to some key city assets. Give it to the nonprofit Gateway and make that sports complex in the middle of downtown, Casey said. You have Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. You have Progressive Field. You can have Brown Stadium. You also have the casino. You have Tower City. You have the flats. You have infrastructure already there. Why do you have to reinvent the wheel somewhere else? I love that particular news article just because it lets you know what happens when you get too many people who have something clear to say. Casey, Polinsky, City Council have something strong to say. Mayor's statement was strong, saying they're negotiating. City Council is saying, put it on the books. We demand to know everything that's going on, and if they want to take the stadium or team to a different stadium outside the city of Cleveland, we have the right to find a third party who will buy the team, keep the team in the city, and work with us. Very strong in itself. I'm going to also take a look at another news story before I play a track. This breaks my heart. Backyard shootout caught on camera endangers residents and a church youth summit. Pamela Huff's house, her home surveillance cameras captured several people firing guns on March 16th. Now, Pamela Huff has lived in her home in Cleveland's Corlett neighborhood off East 142nd Street for more than 30 years. Her father lives next door. On March 16th at around 8 p.m., at least three people invaded their backyards and exchanged gunfire with two individuals who were standing in the middle of the street. Huff's home surveillance system captured 5 seconds of footage that could help police make arrests. Now, hold on a second. Let's count it out. One, two, three, four, five. So even though it was a little bit longer, they had 5 seconds of footage, which means those people stood around that long. Two people in the middle of the street firing into a backyard of a home. What unfolded caused immeasurable anger and concern. They used my car as a shield, and it was just like a wild, wild west out there, Huff said. She said the suspects appear to be young adults or teens. We need parents involved, first of all, Huff said. You should know where your kids are, and if you don't know, you need to start investigating. You need to talk to them and see what's on their mind. Go in the room. Look in the book bag. They need love. They need guidance. A report from Cleveland Police states that ShotSpotter, a gunfire detection system, indicated 15 rounds were fired around Harvard Avenue and East 142nd Street. And if you're wondering why I'm that excited, I grew up off of East 142nd in Harvard. Yeah, I did. That's when I first engaged in any type of street life. 142nd in Harvard, went to Jameson Junior High, yada, yada, yada. The report also states officers spoke to a man who was shot in the arm and gave several stories about what happened. But Huff said, we are covered by the blood of Jesus because it was only that nothing came inside of our homes. Moments before the shooting, she had just checked on her mom, who she cares for, and put her six-month-old daughter to bed. I'll tell y'all, I passed basically training real quick because I got flat on the floor because that's how loud it was. Very scary. She said her father was next door cooking, but went to the restroom and heard the shot. Had he been in the kitchen, he would have went to the door. That's just fact. So scary because he's been in his home for 50 years. So while no bullets entered the home, a bullet hit a front porch column on Huff's home and a porch column on her father's home. There's also damage to her father's back porch and yard. It's just devastating all around. I am grateful that no bullets came inside to harm us, but it harmed us outside mentally, materially, and morally. This is what we work for. We ought to be able to come out and enjoy our home. Huff added that at the time of the shooting, there was a youth summit across the street at her church, Zion Pentecostal Church of Christ. They had to run for cover too, Huff said. When they thought it was clear, you would have thought it was the road runner over there, the way the cars were leaving off that driveway trying to get out. Carletta Hatcher lives further down the block. I pray to God every day that we can wake up and have a good life, you know, without the accidents and without the crime. It's hard, and I'm scared for the summer because it seems like every summer it gets worse. Huff's daughters are now raising money through GoFundMe account to build a high-security fence around their mom, grandfather's property. If I had the funds, I would move because this breaks my heart, Huff said. Tips about the shooting can be called into the Cleveland Police Department, 216-621-1234. That's 216-621-1234. As I go back and take a look here, calm myself down, I'm going to take the time, because we kind of know, when she says it looked like teens, young adults, what can I say right now? Oh, I know what I could say. This song goes out to adults, guardians, parents. Like I said, when it first started off, it was, you know, 620 views. Next thing we know, it's almost at 700 views. A Money Train Radio. That's A Money Train Radio took a liking to the song. Voice of Radio had said the song should go viral. Why not? This goes out to the parents, from the teachers, the police, and myself. This goes out to parents and guardians.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. Your kids show out, beat that. Your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. Don't put them in the corner, beat that. No timeout, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. They got a smart mouth, beat that. They talk back, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that. If your child act up, beat that. If your child act up, whoop that.
Piece. That way we can get them both on. 216-553-216-553. How you doing out there?
Hi, is everybody doing out there? This is Valangelis Brenda Fomer. As my colleagues call me, Queen V. This is Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock with Al Porter in Black Lives Matter and the Gang. How is everybody doing out there in radio land?
Doing excellent, Queen V. Talk to us.
I tell you, that eclipse is just like something in the Bible that let us know, y'all, that God is in control. He's not out of control.
Right.
He can make the impossible happen. And, you know, what I seen today, it got real dark. Okay, it was nighttime. But, you know, they said when everything is dark, going to show up in the light. Remember that. That's the old saying.
Yes.
What's done in the dark will show up in the light. Remember that, y'all. Remember that.
Mm.
I just say, God, you know, it, nothing didn't go wrong. Everything went is possible, it's clear through him, the old master, the
right.
Almighty as well. And it went to 15 states. It went straight like up in an angle. It hit from Mexico to Texas, Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine, New York, New Jersey. It hit Maine, Vermont. And I think the last one was the upper corner of New England. I forgot the state called, but it went up there as far as Niagara Falls, New York. They said when it got to Niagara Falls, New York, and Niagara Falls, Canada, it got a little cloudy. But it got like the diamond form at the bottom of the moon. The moon was in the front, the sun was in the back, in the middle, and then it's like a diamond form came in the middle, which was very beautiful. You know, I tell you. That's all in God's work in his hands. So he has the whole world in his hands, y'all. He got all of us. I don't care what you're going through. I'm here to tell you he got all of us, not some of us, the whole entire world, because he got the whole world in his hands. I would like to thank everybody from the workshop Saturday. Thank you, ma'am, sir, coming out to support us what we do. So I was going to say, family. I love you guys. There's nothing to think that you can do about it. To Art, to Ronnie B, to Al Porter, to Major Tad, to Squab Dottie, to Major Powers, Deacon Dante Taylor, to Ms. Glass, to Delores, to Black Lives Matter Army, Women and Men, to Art McCoy, to Danny G., to Eric, everybody. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir, for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 from 10 o'clock. I'm finna sign off. God bless each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed rest of the evening and a blessed week. God bless you. I love you guys. I'm signing off. Peace out.
Peace. And now I get a chance to at least tell the 216-466, you have the last few minutes. 216-466, you have the last few minutes. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing great, and I'm coming again from Tucker Casino in Cleveland, Ohio, on North Taylor Road in East Cleveland, Ohio. I'm good to go, ready to go. Got some things that I need to bring to the fold, especially Dollar General in East Cleveland. I'm hoping that you got that number to the corporate office, because I failed to bring it with me. But if you got it, I hope that you will drop it on the people here in East Cleveland and let them know that there's somebody out there working for them. Well, we got a store in East Cleveland that this young lady thinks that she can run it Negroidism. We will not allow Negroidism in a Dollar General store. Like I explained to her, it's not Negro General, it's Dollar General. Not Negro General, but Dollar General. She's under the impression that she can open and close when she get ready. I said, you will no longer inconvenience folks when they come to shop, because they're burning up their gas, they're using their bus ticket, they're using their bicycle, they're walking, and then they get there, they can't get in the store because you got your own personal hours. It don't work like that, and we know that. They don't do that in the Heights. You're not going to do it down on any road in Euclid Avenue. That's my beef with that young lady. Plus, she was disrespectful. She had the nerve tell me that the place was closed. And then she allowed two people to go in. And I'm saying, I'm sitting there in the parking lot watching this go down. So I get out of my vehicle again and goes to her. I said, you know, you allowed two people to go in, but you told me that you were closed. I didn't let, I say, but I'm sitting here watching you let them go in. Now, I'm saying to
you're
you
talking about
you
the corporate number that people
yeah,
can use to call
right.
them. The
yes.
corporate number of two, it is, the number is 615-855-4000. That's 615-855-4000. That's the Dollar General that's located at Eddy Road and Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Eddy Road, Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, Dollar General. And the main number to call corporate is 615-855-4000.
And I appreciate that, Al, because the public needs to know that. Today and the day before that, busy. I mean, the folks seemed like they were elated to be able to shop without that ignorance of not knowing whether the place is going to be open or closed. You can't do people like that. You cannot inconvenience the public like that. And I don't know what
right.
the deal is. I don't know how she was able to get away with that for as long as she did. I know at least 6 months to a year had been going on, but when she disrespected me, it was time for me to let her understand that we're not having it. Now, I want to go to Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church at 1115 Kinsland Avenue, where they got the stage play of 2024 entitled Deliver Me Three. Deliver Me Three will be going to Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, and this three showings, May the 4th, it's a Saturday. They got three showings. They're going to act, not showings, they're going to actually do it three times. 11 a.m., a 3 p.m., and a 7 p.m. And we're featuring Pastor DeWitt Chappelle Jr., Orlando Chappelle Jr.'s brother, and Troy Lindsay, and is being directed by Vivian Brown, featuring Mr. Aaron Banks, Quiana Jones, Miss Crystal Moore Davis, and I'm hoping by the time the play opens up, I'll be back on board. Then we got the highlight, May 5th. We got the movie coming out, which I'll be starring in, entitled You Got the Right One, Baby. I will be starring in the movie, along with Miss Aurora, along with Mr. Perez. That's the play entitled You Got the Right One, Baby. I'm telling the public, they do not want to miss that. They do not want to miss that movie. We're going to try to premiere that movie here at Tucker's Casino a week later. We'll probably have folks drawing because Mr. Tucker says he got about 125 seats. And we'll probably do 125 draws for the folks that'll get a chance to see the premiere. But I'm telling the world, they do not want to miss. You got the right one, baby. And again, I'm starring in it, along with Miss Aurora, along with Mr. Press. That's the movie of the year, Al.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I want to leave them with this thought always. Live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different than the fellow your own stars. Believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, it ain't what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And Teddy said it so beautifully. He said a true love affair is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. If your love affair is not 100, you don't have a love affair. So for the last 3-4 minutes, you've been inside the JGE. And there's only one in the world like me. As a matter of fact, there's only two in the world like me. And I'm both of them. And I'm from 100 million and one Restless Souls, Inc. And I'm that one restless soul, Al.
Appreciated having you on. Enjoy your evening, brother.
Thank you, Mr. Porter.
No problem. That's my family who called in. I want to thank my family for calling me, and thank you all for at least being on this special day. We had an eclipse that came through just showing you the might of my Father, our Father, Yahweh, whatever name you choose to call the great I Am. Just know that you're loved. Look forward to catching you at different activities this week. Thank you. Stay blessed. Talk to you all much sooner than later. God bless. Peace.